It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. With more electric vehicles on the horizon, you may be wondering whether it's worth the investment. Well, CNET did all the math for you on gas versus EVs, and we're joined by CNET's EV expert, Antoine Goodwin. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
What are some of the biggest concerns that people list when they are considering EVs?
So amongst the Americans that we surveyed, we found that the biggest concern is the upfront cost of purchasing an EV. Consumers know that electric vehicles are new technology. They have expensive batteries in them. And they also know that EVs tend to be more expensive than their combustion-powered counterparts, which is why we see a lot of inquiry from our readers as far as things like EV incentives from state and federal and local government to help even out that cost. We also see a lot of questions about charging and range, as well as the day-to-day, how much does it cost to put electricity in an EV, and is this saving me money? And we have found, based on Department of Transportation, Department of Energy, and EPA numbers, based on the average American, that most drivers will actually save money in the long run by switching to charging at home versus going to the gas station, sometimes upwards of 60% of their energy cost.
I was fascinated by the fact that you had done this because we were just having this conversation in our household because apparently Mazda has a new sedan that's going to be in some other countries to start off with. That's an EV and it's sharp looking. So we were thinking, okay, you know, what will that upfront cost be? We were trying to compare some of their other models. The one thing that I hadn't even thought about until I was looking through the information you had, though, was how you set up charging in your home. I think a lot of people don't realize that there's some setup to that.
Right. Charging your EV at home can be as simple as taking the cable that it came with and just plugging it into a wall outlet like you would your laptop computer. That's going to take a very long time to charge an EV with 200 miles because that's a lot more energy, a significantly larger battery than your laptop. So getting set up with a dedicated EV charging station, something that's going to run on 240 volts like your dryer does or your stove does, that's going to allow you to put more energy into the car quickly and actually get a more reasonable overnight charging time for your electric car. But there is an upfront cost to that, sometimes as much as $700 when you factor in installation costs, which is why it's also important to look to see if your local utility or your automaker or even your local government has incentives to help sort of save on that cost.
So you did crunch some numbers on monthly cost comparison, EV versus traditional gasoline engines. What did you find out? What were the actual numbers?
Well, we found that using the EPA's average numbers and, you know, for energy cost in America versus gas cost in America, and also the average number of commuting miles that most Americans do, that if you spend, say, $182 a month on gas going 1,200 miles back and forth to work, that charging at home during off-peak hours, for example, or even just using the average cost per kilowatt hour, you can drop that cost to around $66. So you can keep $115 extra in your pocket every month, or around $1,400 a year.
Another concern that I hear people talk about a lot who I know already have EVs is where they're going to find someplace on the road to charge and some of the hassles with that. What did you find out about that, and what would you tell consumers who are considering this?
I would say that charging infrastructure has it's the big problem, the big concern with people who are interested in EVs and also people who are newcomers to electric vehicles. Some things you can do to mitigate the stress is familiarizing yourself with the charging stations around where you live and where you commonly drive. You can use apps like a Better Route Planner or PlugShare to just sort of find out what stations are around you. You should also know that over the last 5 years, there's almost double the number of charging stations in the United States. And I think the last Department of Energy numbers are 192,000 charging points around the U.S., and that number is only going to get bigger. But one of the best ways that you can alleviate the sort of stress of where am I going to charge my car, if you are able to charge at home, well, one of the biggest advantages of an EV is that you can step away from that taking my car to a gas station paradigm. If you plug in every night, you start every morning with a full battery, and you don't really have to think about it until it's time to hit the road for a longer trip. And with more people charging at home, there is less strain on existing infrastructure. So I think that would be a short-term solution as we build out, or as companies build out more charging infrastructure in the future.
Are there still incentives for people to go the EV route or even the hybrid route when it comes to tax incentives?
Indeed, there are. Certain EVs and plug-in hybrids qualify for up to $7,500 in federal tax credit, which was recently, the legislation for that was recently changed. So instead of having to wait to get that on your income tax refund the next year, you can actually claim that tax credit at point of purchase. So that's a good way to, for EVs that qualify, to sort of even out the higher cost of purchase. There is also what is known as the leasing loophole. A lot of electric cars that don't qualify for that tax credit on purchase may qualify on it for a lease. And so we have found that by doing a little bit of comparison shopping for an electric car that you're interested in to see whether leasing it versus buying it is better economically. Leasing also comes with the advantage of, in a couple of years, if technology changed, you're not locked into that car and you can actually take advantage of improvements.
Is there any other advice or things you would have consumers consider that you touched on when you crunched the numbers?
The biggest advice that I would give is that there is no right number. These are all based on averages for the United States. You will have to do some sort of math to look at what your local gas costs are, what your local energy costs are. I also would say that if you don't need a car, there's no shame in waiting a little bit and hanging on to the gasoline car that's already working for you while you wait for the infrastructure and the technology and electric vehicles to mature. You may find that new models enter the market with lower MSRPs, longer ranges, and access to better charging in just a couple of years. So waiting is always a good choice.
Antoine, thank you so much for the advice. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That is CNET's EV expert Antoine Goodwin joining us on KMOX.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.